David's advice to his son. You see, it starts off with a phrase that's all the time. Chazak v'chamas, be strong and faithful. And that's one of the commissioning words when someone in Israel is being given an office. Chazak v'chamas, be strong and reliable, faithful, believing. David repeats the promise God made to him. If your sons so conduct themselves that they remain faithful to me with their whole heart and their whole soul, you, David, will always have somebody on your line on the throne of Israel. Well, they didn't, son. But now there is a son of David who is king, Jesus. The Lord, even though the kings were not faithful, and that's why you remember at a certain point, the kings were no longer of the line of David. Then they were in exile and they came back. So the rightful king is Jesus. And that's why they called him Son of David, because he's the Messiah. The gospel account, he summoned the 12 and began to send them out two by two. Always a good idea. One guy can get picked off, but two, they can strengthen each other. And so, still to this day, it's a good way to go preach the gospel, two by two. I know there's two young priests. They were very conservative in the seminary and very faithful. And this charismatic renewal stuff, boy, that was, you know, unfit, unright, you know, until one of them just began to pray in tongues all of a sudden. And then they went out and the first priest went to his bishop as a good, loyal priest and said, "Bishop, when I'm preaching, people are getting healed, and I want to know what I should do about this, you see." This is a beautiful story. Well, the bishop said, "Well, that's that charismatic renewal and all that. Now, I don't know anything about that. So what I want to do is put you under Bishop Sam Jacobs, who's also down that way, for the next 3 years. And you work with him. And then come back, and we'll discern what we should do from there." Now, isn't that a fatherly thing to do? You know, to give this man a real leader who can help him, because Sam's been in the renewal almost since the day it began. Because then a friend joined him, and they discerned with the bishop that they should be a traveling missionary band. So they go two by two, he and the other fella, preaching all over the place. He's been here. I forgot his name right now. But he's been here, preached here. Two by two, then there's always somebody got your back, you know. It's always better. Why? When you go out and preach like that, I've done it. I did it in Japan, actually. Satan hates it. There's going to be all kinds of things. You can get sick. People can try to tempt you. I mean, you know, it's a real occupational hazard. So he said, go two by two. But don't take anything with you. Just live off whatever I provide with you for you from the people you're preaching to. But whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, now this is harsh, leave there, shake the dust off your feet, have nothing to do with them, don't even bring the dust out of the town with you. You see? So they went off and preached repentance. Turn from sin. You see. Very interesting, isn't it? I mean, if you go to a new place where the Lord has not been heard of before, you've got to preach repentance. But you do it in an encouraging way. You say, you're all going to hell unless you listen to me. That's not going to do any good. You tell them who Jesus is. And when the Holy Spirit opens that up for them, they turn from their sins. And this Japanese church, I already told you, for a couple of hundred years, there was no priest there. But when the French fleet pulled in, and there were two priests there, and they went out, and when the people found out that they were priests, first thing they asked them two questions right away. Are you under the Bishop of Rome? Yes. Do you love Mary? Yes. Okay, then we can listen to you. That was the wisdom God gives people, right? And so that's how Christianity in its present form came back to Japan. But there was 200 years when it was just meeting in secret, with a punishment of martyrdom if they were caught, and baptizing, celebrating feast days, reading the Bible together. So when these French, they were chaplains on these boats, met them, they were, deeply Christian. The story of the Japanese church is very interesting. So that's who they are. And that church, even now, is the fruit of Paul, Miki, and his companions.